The information and opinions presented in this podcast are based on research done at a particular point in time. The fields of medicine, surgery, psychology, etc. are constantly evolving as new studies and movements happen. Please take into account the year of any particular episode's publication, and as new information presents itself, we will do our best to release updated episodes on the topics. Listener discretion is advised for references to medical terminology of body parts. Unless otherwise stated, no one speaking on this podcast is a medical or legal professional and cannot provide medical or legal advice. Welcome to the Trans Field Guide. Thank you for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's go ahead and start with talking about your newer project.
Sure.
So let's go ahead and give the audience kind of a little synopsis about what is Good Night Robin about?
Well, I had the idea for this podcast. It wasn't a podcast 20 years ago because we didn't really have podcasts 20 years ago. But I had this idea. I remember being a single mom. Kids were little. And the hardest part was when they were gone. And I would go to bed at night and be like, man, there's nobody to say goodnight to. That was like the loneliest part of the day for me. And so I always thought, there should be something out there where people, because there's so many single people, you know, we should be able to do that. And 10 years passed and I thought, well, I really should do this. You know, the world is getting lonelier. And then when podcasts came out, I was like, ah, now I know how to do it. Now I know how to say goodnight every night. So I created that and it's been absolutely great. We're recording now the 100th episode and it's, you know, being nightly, that happens pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just short and sweet, and I usually say something good that's happening in the world and remind everybody that there are, you know, every age is listening, and some people actually have someone to say goodnight to, but they like hearing a calm voice and someone that's just telling a good story and then saying goodnight.
Which is especially needed and appreciated in the current state of everything.
Yeah, well, I've had more than a few people say, how did you know? It's like, well, I didn't actually know when I started that it would be as needed as it is now. But yeah, with so many people in social isolation and going to be for so long. But, you know, shows like yours help because getting the word out is the big thing. Like, how do I let people know that it's there? Because they would listen if they knew. But so that's the job now, is getting the word out.
So what has it been like to create content for a show that releases every night?
It's gone through its own iterations already. You know, when I first started, I had more of just a casual, hey, this was my day, that kind of thing. And, you know, some of the things, stories that were important to me over my life and some of the lessons and those kinds of things. And then those ran out. I was like, okay, I don't know what to say now. And so then I just decided, well, there's so many good things that are happening in the world. I'm just going to start searching for them and start bookmarking them for myself. And then I have way more than I can actually do a show on. So that's sort of what I do most of the time. Although, of course, you know, with the virus coming up, I'm working on that and trying to assure people. And, you know, it's just about being present. It really, I think people don't even care what I say for the most part. I think they just care that somebody cared enough to think they might be alone and might need someone to say goodnight to.
That's definitely fair. And I know when I've listened to, because I sat down and listened to a bunch of the episodes back to back when I was coming up with questions for the interview, sometimes just even hearing the good things happening in the world kind of like makes you tear up a little bit and just be like, there is hope.
Well, there is. I mean, we have a, gosh, I even talked about it in one of the episodes and I can't remember the word right now, but there's this sense that, you know, because we have access to all the bad news and that's what everybody puts out, there's a sense that like the world is going down the tubes. But in fact, we're doing better than we've ever done, the last week notwithstanding. but last week has been kind of bad. But, you know, we have less wars and, you know, people are really good to each other. I think that's actually one of the things that's going to come out of this, is you're going to see how many people band together and are good to each other. And as much as I did not want this to happen, the reset, I think, is going to be pretty fascinating. You know, I think it's going to be pretty fascinating to say, okay, now that you know that dolphins will come and swim in the Venice canals, do you really want to pollute them again? Do you really want to go back to that? And how many more people will be like, I just didn't know it was possible, but now I do. Yeah. So I think that's exciting. There's always an opportunity in death and rebirth, right? When something old dies, something new can be born.
I know that on a lot of my social media feeds, I've been seeing a lot of bad about things that have been coming out, but I have also been seeing a lot of people recording and pointing out all the good stories about like what people are doing to help each other in that. Are you going to be doing kind of more of a focus on that type of thing in the current circumstances?
I've done a few, but I've also committed to not having the podcast turn into a podcast about the virus, right? It's a podcast about good night. It's about connecting. And so anything that says good night, that says I care, I mean, there were 1 in 5 people just in the U.S. are lonely. We have, the statistics are crazy, terrible, you know, and, 200,000 people in the U.K. Have not had a conversation with someone in more than a month. Well, now they will, because people have to come to the door to give them groceries, you know. So I really think that the loneliness problem is both going to be exacerbated. So if you're already lonely, it's going to be really hard. But also, we have an opportunity to see that loneliness and kind of ferret it out and find those people. And we weren't looking before, you know, in fact, we were kind of hiding it. That's my hope. My hope is that we go down the street and find the elderly neighbor and say, what do you need? You know, and we've seen so many times, you know, after 9/11, New York became a whole new New York in some ways. They became a community. At least from the outside. I wasn't a New Yorker, so I can't say for sure. The feeling is that when we are in trouble, we come to each other's aid. And we live in a culture where we don't have as much trouble as we used to, you know, 100 years ago. Everyone has hard times, but collectively, I was listening to one person talk and said, you know, everybody got really good about taking care of themselves, but we haven't really gotten great at taking care of each other.
This is very true. What kinds of feedback have you gotten so far on the podcast?
We seem to have a very loyal following, so it stays pretty steady. You know, the same people are coming back and listening that, you know, there, I mean, some people obviously dip in, but we have people that are regulars, if you will. And I don't hear from everybody. I don't know who everybody is, but I do know there's, you know, again, a mom and her daughter. I know there's a guy in California who's written me a few times to just say that it makes him cry and it touches him and he listens every night and he shared it in other places. And so I think we have pretty loyal listenership, but I'm always curious who's out there, who's listening.
It's always nice to, because like you see the numbers when you go and you look in like Podbean and stuff like that, but you don't get to really see the faces unless they reach out to you. So it is nice to get that.
Yeah, I tell people, you know, leave me a comment, send me a note, and they do occasionally. But for the most part, there's also something really special about just not knowing. Just knowing that you're doing it just because you're doing it and because you care and because it should be done. You know, if nobody listened, it should still be done.
This is very true. This is better for it to be out there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also, I mean, of course it's about what we're doing, but it's also about who do I want to be? One of my favorite messages of all time was from the Titanic movie, you know, and everybody's getting on the boat and the musicians are just playing. And so I often ask people like, what are you doing when the boat's going down? And this is what I'm doing. I'm creating social change. I'm loving on people. I'm, you know, being generous of heart wherever I can. That's what I'm doing when the ship goes down and when the ship's just fine. You know, it's about a practice. I remember thinking at one point with Goodnight Robin, I'm like, every night, are you kidding me? Like, oh, it's, you know, I mean, even with a producer, it's like, oh, this is a lot of work. And then I thought, you know, you could spend that time meditating or you could spend that time creating. You know, if you're meditating, they say, you know, donate your meditation hours on, you know, to the benefit of the world and the suffering of the world. And I'm like, well, why can't I just do the podcast? So yeah, I figured that would be what I would do. And so just like meditation, you don't expect something to come of it. You know, it's just you're doing it because you're doing it.
And at times, doing things like a podcast can in itself kind of become a meditation because you are being very mindful when you're creating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a whole checklist in my mind of making sure I don't go, you know, off target, or, you know, I want to make sure that I'm not scaring any 11-year-old kids. I want to make sure that I don't say too much about my own kids because they don't like that. I kind of run it through what I call the Mr. Rogers filter. You know, if it'd be okay for Mr. Rogers to say it, then that's okay.
I think that's a pretty good standard to have.
Yeah.
So let's also talk about, you said that you're going to be bringing back your holiday mom.
Yeah, we are hoping. We just put out a call for letters today. I put out the letter today. Fortunately, we get quite a few letters, so I'm hoping that the urgency people will just jump right in and, you know, we'll have plenty. We had all of them within a week, but people were expecting it in the holidays, so we're kind of taking a risk. But that's the plan, is that we're just going to jump in and say, you know what, this is a really important time. I normally, in 7 years, we've never done it any other time, but this is just too important. I know there's so many, you know, of any age, really. And really, you don't even have to be LGBTQ. You can be, you know, just a person who might lose their mom or did lose their mom. A lot of moms are going to be lost, you know. Whatever the need is, just having a mom say it's going to be okay. And we know there's a lot of people in the community that don't have a parent support. I can only think, given the comments we've had over the years, of what it's going to be like to have, you know, some of our community basically being sheltering in place in a place they don't want to be, and not being able to get out of that. Ugh, I just can't. That just feels heartbreaking to me. So it feels really important. It feels really important that we have that out there. Even if I have to write the darn letters every day, you know, I mean, I won't, but it just felt really important. And, you know, I've kind of called up all of my projects and said, okay, what can we do and how can we serve? And, you know, I teach on awakening practices. I'm offering 4 free classes a week right now just to be available. And, you know, one of my friends said, you know, you were kind of made for this time. And I said, well, I suppose so. I mean, but now is not the time for me to be planning a vacation, that's for sure.
And it is good to have people like you, people who are who do step up and do stuff. Because I've been seeing a lot more other online creators as well that are coming out and doing live streams and stuff like that. Yesterday, I was watching a live stream of a band doing a concert on YouTube Live. Because they had to cancel their tour. And hopefully we'll continue to see just a growing populace of people reaching out and creating and giving right now.
Well, something that a lot of people don't understand is that creators need to create. Those musicians need to play. They need to connect with their audience as much as their audience needs them. It's really, mm-hmm. That's community. That's how we do community. And people don't, you know, It is generous, but it's also a need. It's a need. Teachers need to teach. Musicians need to play. You know, all of those things. We need to keep doing what we do. And fortunately, we live in a time when we can do a lot of that virtually.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually just doing a conversation with a woman who is a translator for the deaf. We're trying to get a podcast up on Goodnight Robin for just one evening on video so that they, you know, she can sign for us. So many different communities have so many different needs right now, but we're going to see those come out of the woodwork because we're going to have to meet those needs. Again, don't like how it happened. Don't like how it is happening. Like that we might actually be able to fix a few of these things that have been hidden.
Definitely making lemonade out of lemons.
Definitely. Actually, no, I think what we're going to do is make a lemon meringue pie to feed everybody.
I like that visual.
Let's go further. Lemonade's not good enough.
Gonna make a whole pie.
That's right. I'm gonna make a whole pie. I'm gonna share it with everybody. Even though I have absolutely no idea whatsoever how to cook, I can figure that out now.
So you mentioned something about awakening classes. Do you want to talk about that briefly?
If you'd like, it's interesting. Awakening is something that I've been teaching spirituality, contemporary shamanism, healing, those kinds of things for many, many years online. I've been teaching, you know, I have my training, Your Inner Warrior, that's free. Everybody should take that. Like 15,000 people have taken it. Everybody should take that class. It's 31 days. It'll change your life. And it's super fun. That's the thing, is it's like change, but it's super fun. And it's not like people don't have some time now. But yeah, so I've been teaching this for a while, and I've always been just a little bit shy of teaching direct, straight on awakening consciousness. I didn't really want to be that kind of teacher. That's like, that's not an identity that interested me really. But as soon as this hit, I was like, I got to try. I got to get this out there and give the best that I've got. So we're doing them live. I'm recording the teaching part for someday. Who knows what that'll turn into, but that's what's going down.
That sounds really interesting. I feel like this is a good opportunity for people to explore and grow in their personal faiths and spirituality, because that's something that a lot of people need, is they need that anchor.
Yeah. Well, nobody soul searches on a good day, but no. This is a pretty bad day, and everyone will be soul searching on some level, right?
Oh yeah.
Everyone will be saying, okay, all right, we need to think about this. And you know, consciousness is, it's a spectrum.
So let's go ahead and go through where can my listeners find all of your different things that you want to share?
Sure. All right. Well, you can find me and which points to everything at robinrice.com. The podcast is Goodnight Robin. So anywhere you listen to a podcast, or you can go to the website at goodnightrobin.com. We also have Goodnight Robin on YouTube. And then bewhoyouare.com is where my free courses are offered. And so you can go there and see if anything strikes your fancy and take a course with me, and I promise I'll make you laugh. Oh, I didn't say your holiday mom. Obviously your holiday mom. Yeah. .com. For all the letters. So holiday mom, in case we didn't really talk about it, is letters every day for the next 30 days written by a mom to anyone who needs a mom's love. And they're just super warm, kind of sappy, make you happy letters.
Thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Like this episode? Tell someone about it. Have any questions or concerns? Please feel free to send an email to transfieldguide@gmail.com. Also be sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest episodes. Stay safe, and remember, I'm proud of you.